You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the triune God, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. It gives me a great joy to bring you this word of God very briefly on the faithfulness of God from the Gospel of Mark chapter 8 that I'm studying right now. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread except for the loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see, understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many basketful of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. And when they broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, "How many basketful of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" My dearest friends, this is disciples having this kind of journey with Jesus. But the heart of this text is the question that Jesus is asking. Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Why are you talking about having no bread? Why are you talking about having no money, no friend, no health, no future, no relative, no job? Why are we talking about having no whatever you're lacking in your life? Jesus is saying, "I am faithful. You have seen in the scripture, you have read in the scripture, and you have experienced it in your life over and over again, how faithful God is." I'm going to speak on the three particular nature of God's faithfulness. The first one, God's faithfulness depends on the grace of God. It is not dependent on our achievement, good works, or righteousness. Whether we are good or bad, whether we are loving, kind, generous or not, whether we have the gifts of the Spirit or the fruit of the Spirit or not, the faithfulness of God is always the same. The faithfulness of God does not depend, or there is no conditionality that comes with the faithfulness of God. If the faithfulness of God was a conditional relationship with us, then that would have been broken long time ago. God would have abandoned us long time ago. But the grace of God, which holds heaven and earth together, which holds God and human beings together, which reconciles and which fulfills places where we're lacking and which stands in the gap for us, is the one that solves that problem. My dear brothers and sisters, the faithfulness of God depends on the grace of God. And the grace of God is what Christ Jesus has done on the cross for us. Now, are we faithful? No. Is God faithful? All the time. So how can we have a relationship between a faithful God and unfaithful people? People who are already breaking covenants, contracts, conditions, foundations, relationships. We are always walking away from God under all circumstances. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it might take years or centuries, is always faithful to his people. Point number two, the faithfulness of God is the backbone of our relationship with God. Our life is brought into a relationship with God because of the grace of God. And the grace of God is what reconciles sinners to a righteous God. Sinners are forgiven. Their sins are wiped away by the righteous God because of the faithfulness of God. And the faithfulness of God is the only backbone of our relationship with God. If relationship between us and God depended on our righteousness, on our achievement, on our accomplishment, that relationship would have been broken long time ago. But when we are weak, he is with us. When we are strong, which is rarely happening, he is with us. When we are sinning, which is always, God is with us. When we are breaking God's laws, He is not departing from us. Because the grace of God, which reconciled us to God, stands in the gap for us. And Christ stands in the gap for us. And God is faithful. He will never leave His children. He says, I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. And I will never leave you. The only time when we see God forsaking is when Christ was on the cross. Christ was on the cross and He was forsaken by God. God forsook Him. Why? Because we will never be forsaken because of that. The forsakenness that Jesus took upon Himself on the cross of Christ. He was forsaken. God was quiet. Heaven was distant. There was no help for Jesus. That forsakenness of Jesus was something that me and you should have experienced. God forsaking us. But Jesus is forsaken for us, and God is in relationship with us. So the faithfulness of God is the backbone of our relationship with God. Without the faithfulness of God, you can read the book of the prophet Hosea. And God told him to go and get married to unfaithful women, to a woman who is in a relationship with Hosea, but also in relationship with many other men. And she was prostituting around. That's the word that the scripture uses. And that woman still loved, forgiven, her sins washed away, and the righteousness of God covering her. And that is the faithfulness of God, which is a backbone of our relationship with God. Now, the third particular or peculiar nature of God's faithfulness is it will never change. The faithfulness of God is eternal. It is not temporal, or it's not temporary. God is not faithful today and forsake you tomorrow. That's why this scripture tells, I have been faithful when you only had 5 loaves, and I have been faithful when you only had 7 loaves. And what is going to change? Why are we talking about having no bread? You have seen what God can do where there is no bread, no money, no friend, no relative, no support system, no encouragement, no adulation, no fame. It doesn't matter where you are or who you are. The faithfulness of God will pull you out of nothingness into the abundance of God's grace. And that's what we read in the scripture. My friends, the faithfulness of God, number one, is always dependent on the grace of God. Number two, the faithfulness of God is the backbone of God's relationship with us. And the third, the faithfulness of God is sustainable, consistent, eternal, permanent, established, founded, anchored on the grace and on the Word of God. And the Word of God would never change. God is faithful. I don't know where you are today. Maybe you are in the same boat with the disciples, literally, where they say, why are you talking about having no bread? They are talking about having no bread. They are having a conversation. They have forgotten to bring bread. And Jesus is saying, stop talking about bread. Stop talking about lack. Stop talking about what you don't have. Talk about what you have. What you have is Christ. What you have is grace of God. What you have is a relationship with Him. What you have is a consistent, eternal faithfulness of God, which is never changing. He would never abandon us. He would never leave us. Today, depending on the ever-living and trusting on the eternal promise of God, we live our life. Right as we speak, I am on my way out of the country. I am leaving in the next couple of days to South Africa, to Ethiopia, and on my way back, visit Washington, D.C. The reason I'm wearing this Washington, D.C. is I'm on my way to Washington, D.C., and I'm praying for that city will have a powerful, multinational, multicultural, international congregation that is dependent on the grace, Christ, Scripture, and faith alone. And pray for the city of Washington, D.C., and also for the city of Minneapolis, where we are targeting and looking at, God willing, having a strong multinational and multicultural congregation. And with this, I want to leave you saying goodbye, and may the grace of Jesus Christ be with you. Don't forget, He is faithful, and His faithfulness is forever and ever and ever. Amen. Please keep us in your prayer. Here in the North American Lutheran Church, our Bishop Dan Selbo has a great vision for what we call Vision 2020, a vision to plant many congregations, send out missionaries into the world, strengthen our relationship among ourselves, and discipleship and a relationship with the Heavenly Father. And wonderful moments and exciting times are ahead of us in mission and in ministry, not because of our size, our resources, or our strengths, but because of Him who is on the throne, whose name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.